Hey, fam, bam, I'm Sed.
And I'm Charlotte.
And you're listening to Sed by
Charlotte.
We're a young married couple learning more and more about what it takes to have a successful marriage, to navigate parenthood, and to tackle life as young adults.
We don't always get it right, but we take on our struggles and our successes on this podcast with you in hopes of finding shared growth and encouragement.
And we hope you enjoy this episode of Sed by Charlotte. Whoa, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, fam bam, we are back with episode 3 of Gender Norms. But I actually have a little surprise that I want to get to you guys right away before we get kickstarted here. I know that we said that we have 4 episodes of this series, but I actually want to throw in a little twist instead of having another episode after this one. So on our YouTube channel, if you aren't subscribed to our YouTube channel already, make sure you subscribe to it, because next week's episode, we're going to do a YouTube live stream where we answer all you guys' questions and have like call-ins, and you guys can call in and ask questions and you can talk to us live. So I thought that would be really cool. And we're going to do that once a month, and it's going to be our first one. So next Monday, make sure that you are there, and there might be a possibility that Charlotte might be in the hospital birthing the baby. So if we miss it, it's because of that reason. So yeah, so I just wanted to get that to you guys as soon as we could. But let's get started into this episode number 3 of Gender Norms. So one thing I thought I wanted to talk about was the expectations that we hold each other as men and women, as what we should do in the house. And just, this can go in a lot of different directions, but what's supposed to be doing in the house? Is the woman supposed to cook and clean while the man come in and pay the bills? Is the woman supposed to, you know,
raise the children
while the man go out and hustle, and the man come back and he put a kick his feet up on the couch while the woman cook dinner, like that whole thing. For me, I was raised in a way that I didn't know what the heck was happening. Like, we just had to do what we had to do and to survive, you know what I'm saying? And so just like in the last episode, what I said is, like, I took a lot of what I thought my woman was supposed to do based on television and music,
friends
and yeah, other, and even other households that I stayed in growing up. Because when I was growing up, I lived in a lot of different houses. I lived in a Mexican household, I lived in a black household, and I would stay partially at a white household sometimes growing up, because I was always bouncing around to different homes when I was in high school. And in the Mexican household, it was interesting because it was exactly what, you know, the societal, not societal norm, but that thing of what the man and female are supposed to bring to the table. So the man would work and the woman worked, but the woman cooked the food and cleaned the house and took care of the babies and changed the diapers and whatever. And the man just worked and came home, and he kind of, like, you know, disciplined the kids and tell them yes or no and cut the grass.
Chilled out.
You know what I'm saying? In the black household, which is where I was raised most of my life, was more like, we just did what we had to do. No, there was no expectation. My mama cooked all the time. My daddy didn't cook nothing. My daddy cooked breakfast, but he made like jail food. Like, he made like white rice and eggs.
Cedric.
What he did. That's not a bad thing to say. He did. He called it jail food. You can't get mad at him for saying that. Yeah, this is what we made in the pen. You know what I'm saying? He would say that. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like, I'm not talking bad about it. I'm just saying, like, it was an inside joke that, like, my dad would say, for real.
Okay.
Like, so you don't understand that. It's a cultural thing. Okay. And then in the white household, it was very like, this is what it is. The woman takes care of this, the man takes care of that, and that was it. There was no, like, in between. So closer to, like, the Mexican household that I stayed in. So I'll never forget when me and Charlotte first moved in together in college, I automatically held her to those expectations of, like, you need to wash the dishes. You need to, like, make sure the house is clean. And Charlotte was like, hell no, right away. So we just clashed right away. And that expectation, like, didn't really last long.
Yeah. So as you guys have heard, I grew up in a very, like, female dominant house. My mom was a single mom. My aunt lived in the house. Like, my aunts were always around. I had sisters until my little brother came along. Like, it was just a sorority. And so while, like, I saw my mom clean and my aunt cook, they also, like, made money and like did all, they did all the things, right? So it wasn't like, oh, just the woman should clean and cook and just the man should work or anything like that. So coming into a relationship with Cedric, and he had this expectation like, oh, well, the cooking and the cleaning is on Charlotte. I was like, what? Like, I don't know where you came from, but that is not about to happen here. And he even had friends that were like, you should break up with Charlotte because she doesn't clean up after you. She doesn't wash your dishes. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm washing my own dishes. He can wash his dishes. Mm-hmm. Right. And like now in our marriage, we used to have a chore chart and we have like set expectations of what like each of us do. Like I handle the mail and the bills or whatever, and Cedric washes the dishes or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Like, so we do have expectations for each other. It's fine to have like guidelines of how you want your house to run, but it's not like, okay, well, you're a woman, and because you're a woman, mm-hmm. you've got to do all the cooking and all the cleaning. Mm-hmm. We both cook and we both clean. Mm-hmm.
Neither
one of us cook, but we're both going to start cooking more and we both clean. Like we have rooms. That's kind of how we've always done it. We've had rooms to clean. Like I prefer cleaning the bathroom because I want to know that it's clean, clean, clean.
Thank God. I hate cleaning the bathroom.
And Cedric is more like kitchen
and living room.
And I do the bedrooms because I do like the laundry and put the clothes away and whatever. Mm-hmm. So like we've found ways to like work with each other's strengths. Like Cedric is not a folder. We know that. Like, mm-hmm. so why are we having him fold the clothes? We don't. Like, mm-hmm. that's on me or whatever. And I hate washing dishes. Like I hate washing dishes. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to put them more in the dishwasher these days. Like Ced's asked me to do that, but like he doesn't really, sometimes he doesn't mind doing the dishes. And so like he tackles that. And so like we've found ways in our relationship that we feel is equitable to both contribute in the house. But I think that's, here we go again. I think that's totally like countercultural and what your friends and what the internet and TV has conditioned us to think is right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And I think, I didn't cut you off here, but Charlotte said like he doesn't mind doing the dishes. Like I hate doing the dishes. Like I absolutely hate doing the dishes. I've always hated it since I was young. But what I've learned is that like I need to, it's been therapeutic for me because I'm doing something that I don't want to do. And I'm doing it because my wife doesn't like doing it. And it's healthy for me because I held this expectation to what I thought a woman should do. And I'm doing it. So therefore, it's making me like kind of stronger in a sense. I can't stand doing the dishes, but mm-hmm. it's what I have to do to make our house run how we want it to run. Mm-hmm. Charlotte brought up the chore chart that we had. It was probably the worst idea that we had because we put expectations on each other of like these really small, tedious things. Like we had it like mapped out. You do this, 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 and this. And what I realized is like, if Charlotte didn't do one of those things on time, I got upset. So, and vice versa.
Forgot to put grace on this chart.
Exactly. We've got to put the big word grace at the top. So in the beginning of this year, I was like, we need to get rid of that thing. And I actually made a video about it. Mm-hmm. And our word going into this year was grace. Like, look, Charlotte, I don't like a messy house and I'm always picking up. So just do the same. Like when she's going to just pick it up, you know what I'm saying? I guess I kind of am holding her to an expectation, but it's not like an ultimatum or it's not like a, you need to do this. It's like, babe, I like.
And it's not like a gender specific thing. It's a, we both hold each other to like the mutual expectation. Mm-hmm. Like don't leave the stuff out after you're done using it, mm-hmm. or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's also important to say like there's different seasons too. Like
right now we're in a season where you're doing more mm-hmm. in the house mm-hmm. than I am, just because I'm super pregnant, I've been sick, now I'm just uncomfortable, like mm-hmm. I can't bend over, can't see my feet, like so there are just certain things that Ced's picked up in this season that I've like handed off gladly. Mm-hmm. And it's not to say that we do it perfectly and that there's mm-hmm. never frustration or whatever with one another. Mm-hmm. Because there definitely is. We're not perfect at all. But like in the season when he was playing football, I was at home more. So I was doing more of the cooking and like picking up and whatever. And now like we're both home. And so we're just, it fluctuates based off of what we've each got going on. Mm-hmm. And we're inserting more grace into the situation, into the house, to understand that it doesn't always go perfectly. It doesn't always, like, the kitchen's not, the dishes aren't always clean in the kitchen, and the bathroom will run out of stuff or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And there's more grace in the relationship to say, like, okay, I'm not going to jump down his throat, and I'm not going to jump down Charlotte's. I'm like, I see said left something out. I can pick it up and put it away and mm-hmm. not make it into a whole big thing. Mm-hmm. So in our, like, as we're building culture in our family and in our house, it's not as, like, gender specific. And it's, yes, it's more task specific, but it's also, like, with a whole lot of grace in there. Mm-hmm.
I think Charlotte brings a really good point, because there's a lot of times where, like, I don't really know if this is healthy or not, to be honest with you, but there's a lot of times where I, like, Charlotte would, like, leave something out and, like, not really do, like, what we agreed to. And obviously it's more now because we're in the season of her being pregnant and, like, super pregnant right now, to where I'll just do it and not say anything. Because it's not worth saying, hey, Charlotte, you said you were going to do this and you didn't do it, so I did it. Mm-hmm. It's not worth it. I don't think it's healthy to do it every time. But I do think there is a time and a place to be like, babe, you keep leaving this stuff out. I'm going to keep picking it up. But I'm just bringing this to you because, you know, I don't even think it should be like, we agreed to do this. I think it's like, babe, just like, next time could you just put it up? Like, just don't leave it out.
Yeah.
And sometimes that goes well, sometimes it doesn't, because
but it goes both ways too.
No, it does. How come you always gotta, like, just throw,
I'm
like,
just saying, why you gotta, it's just, not like, just punch
me
in the,
I know, it's, I'm not saying that, bro. You just be like, you ready to just put me in the back of the wall, put me in the back of the line.
I'm not putting you in the back of the line. I'm just saying, you say Charlotte does this, it's both.
Okay, we both do this. Okay we both do this. Mm-hmm. And what I've learned is that, like, sometimes, like, probably all the time when Charlotte does that, I always feel some type of way. And it's not because I'm not doing what she said. Well, it is, but to me, I'm more disappointed in myself that I didn't do it, and she has to confront me about it. So I'm embarrassed. So what I do is I take it out in frustration instead of like, why can't you do it? Instead of just being manned up, mm-hmm. like, okay, baby, you're right. I should have did that. Mm-hmm. It's 10 times harder to do that than just, like, to lash out and say, well, you should have did it. Why can't you just put it up without saying anything? Mm-hmm. Well, she did 5 times before. It's the 6th time and she's just expressing it mm-hmm. to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's really hard to do and to understand from both yeah. parties.
And I think, like, going back to this whole gender's, like, expectation of, like, how you run your household and all that is, like, we both work. We both have jobs. We both contribute in the household, and we both are raising our children, which sounds so crazy that you even have to say that out loud. But I legit have had conversations with people where they're like, the very rare times that I leave the house without Maddie, and they're like, well, where's Maddie? I'm like, she's at home with who? Her dad.
Her daddy? God,
and
dog.
And they're
bro.
Like, oh, that's so nice that Seth would babysit. And I'm like, it's not babysitting. It's called parenting.
Dude.
But that's a legit thing that people say. It's like they expect that if your kid is not with you, then she's being babysat. And it's like, nope, he's just being a dad, you know?
Dude, when I was in Miami my rookie year, I had a teammate who had just had his first daughter. And we used to always argue because he would be like, mad after practice at the end of the day. I gotta go home and babysit. I'm like, bro, you babysit? Like, you grown, bro. You in the NFL. Like, what, you baby? You trying to make some money on the side or something? You'd be like, no, I gotta babysit my daughter. You gotta what? Babysit? I said, bro, that's called being a dad. He's like, hell no, that's babysitting. Bro, what are you talking about? You're watching the child that you brought into this world. You're spending quality time with this human being that you brought into the world. How is it babysitting? We will sit up there and argue. That's her job. I'm here. I shouldn't have to go back and babysit while she go out and go with her friends. Bro, you know she's been in the house all day, dog, and she can't have a couple hours by herself. And we just sit there and legit argue and get mad. Mm-hmm. And I ain't got no kids. I'm like 21. You know what I'm saying? I'm young. But it's just like, this, the logic behind it is so screwed up. But I don't even blame him for that.
Right.
Because that comes from something that he saw 9 times out of 10 was his own household.
Not just his household, how the world works, like on TV and what everyone is telling us how it's supposed to be, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And like Cedric and I recently had an interesting conversation because he was working on a project with Pampers where they were talking about how they were adding 5,000 changing tables into men's restrooms. And Cedric came to the realization that the reason that that's even a thing, the mm-hmm. reason that there aren't changing tables in men's restrooms now, in most men's restrooms now, is because it's society's expectation that changing a diaper is a woman's job.
Yeah, it like blew my mind. Cause like, dude, I love my daughter to death. And bath time and diaper time is like precious to me. Diaper time is precious in its own sense, but it's precious to me because it's a bonding that I have with her. And most of the time when me and started traveled, I couldn't even take Maddie in the bathroom because there were no changing tables in there. Minneapolis mm-hmm. does a good job of having changing tables for some reason. But like
most places don't
have changing tables, bro. I'm just like, bro, this is mad weird. And then I realized like, yo, this all comes from like the top of the line of like, this is how they're molding these things to be. Mm-hmm. Like somebody had to logically think, there doesn't need to be changing tables in the men's bathroom. They don't change diapers. Like somebody at the top of like, I don't know if it's the government or what it is, but somebody had to say that for it to happen. Somebody had to consciously, a woman didn't make that decision. I can guarantee that. You know what I'm saying? And it just shows how somebody has the power to make these decisions on like male and female roles in a relationship, or just male and female roles in general. It's the same reason why women don't get paid the same amount as men do the same job, like we talked about in the last episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think that like just bring it back all together, like society's expectation is that women, they put a lot on women to be doing. They want you to cook, they want you to clean, they want you to change your kids' poopy diapers, they want you to, you know, do all that stuff. Oh, and if you got a job, we're gonna pay you less for it or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like there's all these crazy expectations that fall into our homes from sources and pressures outside of the home. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm really appreciative to have a partner who recognizes the inequality in that and like is working with me to create a culture in our home that we both feel is productive and healthy and fair.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think in a lot of relationships, especially like when me and Charlotte were young, like, you know, the expectation that I held her to cook and clean and stuff is not realistic. I think it's a cultural thing. And I think it's a societal like expectation as to what the man and the woman should do. And I say cultural because I lived in different, you know, households and everyone was different and it kind of stays the same in the culture. You know what I mean? Like, and it all goes back to like, you know, I'm not a history guy, but way back, like in like the days where like the women, even when you think about like, this is probably going somewhere way different. Even when you think about like animals, like the one, like when you think of lions, the woman goes out and she hunts, she gets the food. Like, you know what I'm saying? And the male protects and eats the food. That's it. You know what I mean? So we all shape into these things of like how things are supposed to be based on like society. the lion thing doesn't really make a whole lot of sense towards like the human thing as I'm thinking about it. But maybe the person who thought of that got it from the lions now that I think about it. Because why do the woman go out and hunt and then the guy sits and protects? Is that sexist? Is the man getting that from the lions, bro?
Oh my gosh. No. I don't know where you're going with that one.
I don't know either.
But I think that it, and it can look different in each household, and it's about like both the man and the wife contributing to what they want the household to look like. Because like if it's just like the man being like, no, you got to do this and this and this, and I'm not doing any of that, and I'm just doing X, Y, and Z, like then that's obviously unhealthy and not fair. But there are totally lots of healthy functioning relationships where the wife does stay home and like a lot more of the household responsibilities fall onto her plate, and that's totally cool for their house. So I hope that when we talk about what goes on in our house, you guys can also understand like our situation and how like we're both contributing in the workforce and we both are contributing in the home.
Do you feel like I hold you to still to like some of those expectations of like, oh, you're the woman, you're supposed to do this?
I would say for the most part, no. We definitely hold each other to various expectations. I think that like when it comes to gender specific expectations, I would say the majority of them fall to like the child rearing. And lots of those are more biological because I do have like, you have useless nipples and so, like you can't help me with that. Like with the breastfeeding and stuff like that. But so I think that like even just like getting up and getting out in the morning, a lot of like getting Maddie out the door falls onto me. And that you could be doing. You might not be able to breastfeed, but you could dress her. And you could learn how to do her hair.
Okay, so this is where this kind of like gets conflicting. Like Charlotte has explained it to me before. Like you can help and like dress her and stuff. Okay, well. And this is where everybody's like, well, you're the man. You're supposed to do this. Well, yeah, I could. But you could maybe, you can carry her and put the car seat in the car and stuff like that. But I'm a man, right? I have the strength. So I'm supposed to do that. It just falls upon me.
I do carry her and put the car seat in and that stuff.
Charlotte, no, you don't.
Cedric got 36 weeks pregnant.
Okay,
so.
I don't care. It's the principle. I don't care if you're pregnant. It's the same
what?
Thing.
Because no,
when
I'm
you
not
weren't,
supposed to be lifting
no,
anything.
No, because when you weren't pregnant, it was the same thing. Like, let's not play. Not let's true, not let's play, let's not be funny here. Like, come on now. Anyway, like I was saying, you can get Maddie dressed and stuff. Okay, cool. Well, you can. Like we can go back and forth about this. That's where like I kind of stay away from this topic because as soon as I say thing, well, you're a man. You can do that. Like you. Carry the groceries in the car and all that stuff. Why don't you do it? You're the man. But when it's me, oh, you don't do Maddie's hair and you don't get her dressed. Okay. Well, you don't carry all the stuff. You know what I'm saying? You don't. I can go back and forth about this, bro.
So first of all, you asked me if you hold me to any gender.
Well, I felt some type of way, so I said something.
So I was giving you an example.
Well, I feel some type of way.
If you're saying that I hold you to gender expectations by having you carry in the groceries,
yep.
Then I suppose that I do because you physically are stronger than me and can carry more in.
This is sexist.
To say that I don't contribute and that
this is
silly business and whatever. But I felt like we were wrapping it up. You're
no,
trying
you
to
hear my feelings.
Ruffle feathers.
You hear my
okay,
feelings.
So let's get into the I hear you, Cedric. I hear you.
I hear that you're being mean to me. I hear that you're mean to me. You can't hold me to those expectations.
No, for real.
Because
let's
I hold you to the expectations.
Okay, let's get into the I hear you.
Okay, I hear you. Mm-hmm. I hear you that you're...
No, Cedric, be for real.
Okay, this is what I hear from you, honey bear.
Mm-hmm.
I hear that what I can do, step up to the plate a little bit, change Maddie's clothes. And when I hear you, okay, so I hear you in the sense that you know, we don't hold each other to those expectations that I kind of like thought prior, like when we first started dating, when we first moved in together, when we were in college,
mm-hmm.
Which is good. But what I do hear from you that I can work on is like there are some things that fall on the woman, like the smaller things, like
the
getting Maddie ready and doing her hair and stuff like that. And to me, it's like I'm like,
you're an awesome dad. You are.
Thank you.
You really are. I'm being for real.
Okay. Thank you. I don't need you to tell me that. I know I'm an awesome dad. I love being a dad, but thank you for the little star. But I hear you and that I can like help with some of that because in all honesty, like when we get up in the morning and Maddie has to get dressed, I'm like Charlotte's gonna do it. Like, and sometimes you get mad at me. I'm like, why are you getting mad? That's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I can help out with that.
And I heard you say that there are times where, like, I fall short. And I appreciate your grace in those situations. And I am committing to being more mindful around the house, even though I'm in this very pregnant season, to be like, make sure that if I take something out, I just put it away and like help everything run smoother. And I appreciate you stepping up in the season and taking on more of the picking up and everything around the house, while I've been less productive and effective.
Mm-hmm. And I think, I mean, last thing I'll say is like, I don't want anybody to think I'm like, oh, Charlotte like left out like the big laundry basket. She didn't pick it up and put it away. I'm not even talking about stuff like that. I'm like, it's stuff like the cups on the counter and it's right next to the sink. It's like,
ditto.
Please, like, it's not that hard. Like, that, you being pregnant has nothing to do with that. Like, I'm very aware there's a lot of things you can't do, but like, just picking up the piece of trash, like putting it in the trash can. I don't think
it's being funny pregnant, that you say that, Cedric, because you're definitely not pregnant, and I've seen that happen a couple of times.
Yeah, but it's, dude, it's like,
anyway,
it's like every like blue moon. So make sure that you tune in for the live stream on the YouTube channel, and it's going to be fun. We're going to be answering all your questions. We're going to have call-ins, like I said, and it's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
So I think that one thing, one little that I want to just put the cherry on top is that with like expectations in the household and finances and women's like strength and relationship, I think that it's important to remember that when you both know what you're bringing to the table, everybody eats. You hear what I'm saying?
Okay, sister girl. Thank you for listening. This was really fun. If you guys have any questions or anything that you want to ask us, we'll try our best to get back to you. We get a lot of questions, but we love our fan bam, so we try to get back to everybody. You can follow me on all my social medias. Mine is at Said By Me across all the platforms. And Charlotte's Instagram is, maybe you should say it for them, because I'm saying it.
My Instagram is ca.pt.